Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short of brown around or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London.
I'm Deborah Frances White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for all the weird ways, inscrutable idioms, and crazy kinks of human beings. The only animals on the planet who can plan for the future, and who somehow have still managed to plan Brexit. On my left, playing for Batchan, Meshida, and Cariad Lloyd! And on my right, playing for Bonetto's Late, Sarah Bonetto and Carrie Quinlan. So first, panellists, I'm going to ask what makes you diverse. Carrie Quinlan.
Hello. What makes me diverse? I am Irish and Polish. I'm a Catholic Buddhist and I'm a very on-trend late-life lesbian.
Oh, are you a very on-trend?
Yeah.
You a late-life lesbian?
Oh, so yeah, thanks very much.
What's a late-life lesbian?
Yeah, it means you sort of go, oh, okay, in your 30s.
Okay. I didn't know
I've
that.
Just been waiting for Carrie to drop and then I would outlast her and then go late life.
Oh, okay.
I'm so wait still till I'm like 83 and then be like, hold up, everybody. You think you have me pegged.
It's like a sexuality staring competition.
Yeah. Sarah Bonetto, how are you diverse?
I am a lady. I am a pre-late life lesbian. No. I'm having a good time. Like, I would say that I was from a working class background who then put me through university, so that would make me middle working class, you know, like it's interesting working in the arts and not being like straight up upper middle class. Just like, hey guys, just got my Boots meal deal for lunch. What are you guys having? Oh, cool, the Ivy. What else? Vegetarian.
You're Australian.
Australian, a bit foreign. Bit of a lady as well, which generally on a panel show makes you
very
quite
diverse.
The curio.
Very diverse. And why is your
look
team,
at it.
And Sarah, why is your team called Bonetto's Late?
Well,
yeah, Sarah.
That's another way in which you were diverse today.
I am, well, okay, so for any, you know, producers or directors out there, I'm never late. This is just a funny, ironic title. no,
it
but
isn't.
I wasn't actually here for when we came up with the team name, and that tells you something.
Yeah. That's what happens. If you're too late for your team name, it gets called you're late.
I'm absolutely adorable.
Okay, Bakchan, Meshida, how are you diverse?
Yeah. So I have three things. First, I am Japanese. But I can speak English. I know I'm so smart, thank you. Second, even though I'm Japanese, I quit my fucking job in Tokyo and come here to do comedy. Yeah. Oh, thank you for the reaction, much better than my parents gave me. Last one, I don't need sex. Because in Japan, we have a great technology, cartoons, and Nintendo Wii. Thank you.
Not what I was...
You've not had that one before.
No, not what I was expecting. Not what I was expecting at all. Carrie Ad Lloyd, thank you for joining us, and how are you diverse?
I am half Welsh and half from Essex. So two oppressed minorities right there.
You're like Gavin and Stacey.
I know, I literally am Gavin and Stacey. When I saw that show, can you imagine? I was like, oh, somebody did it. And I'm also heavily pregnant, but I don't know if that makes me diverse or just...
Certainly does on this panel.
If you don't, I'm going to stand up now because I can tell people like, is she?
Yeah. Yay!
It's there.
With child. So your team actually has three players.
Yeah. Yes.
Slightly advantage.
Slightly advantage there.
Slightly advantage, yeah. If you win, we have to understand you're eating for two and playing for two. Can I just ask you the question again, Meshida? Yeah. Anata no originality wa?
Ah, Nihonjin desu. Domo konnichiwa.
That's me asking him how he's diverse in Japanese. I learned Japanese at the high school because I'm from Australia. And I did ask, because I didn't know the word for diverse, so I did ask Meshida, what's the word for diverse? And he said, we'd say, anata no, which is you, originality wa, how are you original? And I'm like, originality, that's what Japanese do all the time. Yeah, they just take an English word and they just say it in a Japanese voice.
Yeah, and then that's done. Don't use the tongue, just originality.
yeah. But like table is taburu, and knife is naifu, and fork is hoku.
Taburu, erection.
Really, is that erection?
Not erection, sorry. It's not my joke.
You've made that up. What is erection in Japanese, just to be clear?
Senkyo.
So it sounds like thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Happened. Yeah, that's probably where it's come from. We're meant to be diverse and inclusive, and I feel already all I've done is mock Japanese. That's terrible. But I'm sort of honorary Japanese.
You're not.
What?
You're honorary Japanese.
Yeah.
How?
Thank you, the question on everyone's mind.
Because that means I'm honorary French, because I did French for GCSE. Finally, I've got a diversity
No, I lived and worked with Japanese people for years, and they used to sort of call me, like, Australia Jin Nihonjin, or, you know, they'd sort
of... to your face.
You know. Yes. People are just... Okay.
We're going to lose hard, but it is the fun team to be on.
Okay.
Do you need to know why we're called Bakcham?
Oh, yes, I do. Why are you called Bakcham?
And Bak is a term of affection in Welsh. And Chan is what you'd add as a term of affection in Japanese, but we got confused and it's actually a girl term of affection.
Mm. Yeah. But that's all right. It's all right for the default to be female rather than male.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd go Bakkun. Bakkun. But why should everything default to male?
What happens with the whole gender binary thing? Because Japan has
so like much
quite
more
specific female male.
That's true, that's true. What if somebody doesn't identify as female or male? What do they say, Chan or Kun?
Nothing.
just leave it, it's awkward.
Just a silence, an awkward silence, okay? Yeah. Making sure that none of these facts are too much fun, please welcome in Pedant's Corner our lovable doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick. On keyboard and vocals, the heavingly talented Mark Hodge.
I like heavingly.
And to answer the two questions I always get, yes, he did write that theme tune. No, you can't buy it anywhere yet. Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
I'm pretty sure I'm the only accountant who writes questions for an equality-based comedy panel show podcast. So there's that. And not a lot else.
You're not really an accountant, then, are you? That's just a sort of pretend.
Well, it's what I do as a job. So.
Yeah.
in a very real way,
you're not
I am,
qualified or anything, are you?
You don't want me to be an accountant, so I suppose, in a very real way, I'm not.
Mark Hodge, how are you diverse?
I am diverse. Look, I'm running out of ways to say this now, because I think we're on sort of episode 13 or something. But all I can say is that if Benetto's late, it's nothing to do with me.
Benetto's late, it's nothing to do with me. Oh. I see what you've said there.
Oh, I want to be really clear that it's not. Like, I get what you're getting at, but I don't know if they do. Like,
yes, I do.
Or listeners who might be hot men who want to date me do.
He means if your period is late, it's nothing to do with him.
Oh, did he mean period or just like late?
Yeah, he means, that's what I think you mean, yeah?
So if you're pregnant.
If you're pregnant, he has
He finds
an increasingly obscure way of saying that he's gay
Sarah,
every time.
What did you mean?
I thought he meant like, oh, she's running late, she's got bed hair. Oh, how adorable.
Oh, no, he meant...
I just assumed that's what you meant by the team name. I just assumed it. I
love that with Carriad on the panel, you basically gone, I didn't make Sarah pregnant.
So just to be clear...
And yet he won't return my calls. I'm going to have to get the CPS involved.
Awkward that you had to find out like this.
I'll be honest with you, Mark, that's why she asked to do the show today, just so she could see the father of her child.
I get to see you is when you're working. Which is why it didn't work out in the first place.
On every episode of Global Pillage, our hive uses their mind to create a special piece of, let's call it music, unique for the show. Mark Hodge.
I need a note, please, from A to G, from the hive mind of the audience.
A.
Confident.
Another one, please.
C.
Another one. What's the scores? It's all right so far. Keep going. Come on, someone give me the G. Come on, do it. Well, incredibly, we have this as a jingle now. What's the score, please, Ned?
Nothing.
The first round is on love. All the teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with the correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. What happens on Wet Monday after Easter in Poland? Burnett is late.
It rains.
it always rains.
But it's like a human-made rain that they arrange in order to celebrate that not only is Jesus alive, but it's raining.
What has that got to do with love, just to be clear?
It's snuggle
God
time.
God so loved his people that he sent his only son to die for their sins, and then he rose again. God, did you read a book?
Oh, sorry, yes.
The book.
So
the
Catholic, I should say, read the book, Deborah.
From the two Catholics.
So they make rain, and that represents the love of Christ that died, who died for our sin.
The cleansing love of Christ. That's
also, awesome. Carrie is part Polish. So
I am part Polish, so it's absolutely true. Next question.
Okay. Bachchan, do you have an answer?
What do you think, Mishida? What happens on Wet Monday? Confident.
Too much eating eggs and shit becomes wet.
So that we're confidently offering against the two Catholics Wet Shit Day. Which Polish people, you know, they just say Wet Monday because they're polite. That's a Catholic country.
Well, they're eating too much chocolate eggs, too many Easter eggs.
Or just eggs. Real eggs or chocolate eggs?
Easter, I think so. Easter, eat eggs. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, again, the theme is love.
Sorry.
Yes, you've misunderstood and thought the theme was defecation.
Yeah, sorry.
Sounds hey, like it depends yeah. how you express your love, you know? And Mishida and I express our love through wet shit. And we're confidently going for wet shit day. Wet shit day. Is that on the card?
Yep. Okay, well, let's throw it to the hive mind and see what they think. What happens on Wet Monday after Easter in Poland?
Do they hand out towels for everybody?
Why would they hand out towels, sir?
Because they've wet shit themselves.
Hand out towels because everyone's wet.
They get really drunk because they haven't been drinking during Lent.
They get drunk because they haven't been drinking during Lent. Okay.
That sounds like she used the Bible
and drunk
correctly.
Means love.
Anything else?
Do they baptize a load of kids?
They baptize a load of kids. Okay. All right, so buzz for the one you think. Is it because they hand out a lot of towels? Buzz now. No, not even the person who said it. If he's heard a better one. If it's because they get drunk to finish Lent, buzz now. If it's that they baptise a lot of children that day, buzz now. In fact, this is known as Schmigus Dinguste. It is the day when boys try to drench girls with buckets of water, squirt guns, or whatever's available. In some towns, they also use twigs to beat the girls. And why do they do this, Ned?
The tradition says that if a girl receives a drenching or switching, which is a beating with a pussy willow, she will marry...
Whoa. Beating with... On the pussy willow?
Sorry. She will marry within a year. So, really, she's got quite lucky if she gets beaten with a man and with a stick.
That doesn't feel like it smashes the patriarchy as much as it could.
No.
Yeah. Well. On so many levels. Today, it's just basically a massive water fight. Everyone throws water at each other.
So that is very much man-made rain.
She is good.
Would we think that was...
And she's carrying that definitely gets points, because that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
And wet shit doesn't get...
No.
In Victorian Britain, with what did women indicate their romantic intentions? Buckchan.
With flowers. They used to say it with flowers, so each flower had a different message. So if you sent roses or lilies, it meant different things. And women did send flowers as well, or men would send flowers, and that would... So it would mean, like, some things would mean I miss you a lot, some things would mean everlasting.
So could you give us an example?
Now, I would love to. I'm pregnant. Oh, my brain.
You're not getting points with that. I was wondering how long it would be.
You're going to switch me with a pussy willow, are you?
All right, 5 points.
Because that's already happened. Sorry, I'm just very hormonal. Yeah. That's what I think.
So flowers. Meshida, do you agree?
I think...
Not wet shit again.
Wearing panties printed on Asian countries, which means please invade me.
This is Victorian times. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
They imported sexy knickers that had slogans on the back.
Yeah, it's like Asian countries.
Yes.
Yeah, which means please invade me.
Like an imperial idea of invasion.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that. Okay, Bonetto's late.
Which was their final answer?
Which was your final answer?
It's tough.
Flowers.
They're going with flowers.
But unless you guys want to take the knickers.
I was hoping to take flowers, actually.
Did they faint? It is an object, just to be clear.
Okay.
Oh, is it?
I believe they used to do little stitchings, a bit of a cross stitch, maybe some knitting, maybe some macrame, a lovely scarf, a nice sort of quilt, perhaps.
Well, they'd make the object of their affection a quilt. That's very heavy-handed, in 2016. I think if I turned up to a party and I'd made a man a quilt.
Or a small handkerchief.
A duvet.
With like a little... cute little embroidery of, like, maybe boobs in the corner. Like, subtle. Super
really
subtle.
Really subtle.
So it was Victorian times, so you couldn't be too overt. Just
no.
Just
so,
boobs. Hint of nipple.
Really subtle, so you could pretend it was a bum if it got awkward.
Or two peaches.
Okay, so cross-stitch. Hive mind.
Fans.
Oh. Okay, you've had two for fans. Anything else?
Pigeon.
Okay. Buzz now if you think it's pigeon. Buzz now if you think it's fan. You are correct, it's a fan. Now, I thought, Carrie and Lloyd, you were going to be shoo-in for this because you do ostentatious.
Yeah, but that's, can I just point out, the fans were Georgian, not Victorian.
They were. But
that's why I didn't say that, because by Victorian times they'd stopped using fans so much and it wasn't as clear a language. I thought...
Used air conditioners.
No, it was a. It was different things that they did with it.
Yeah, that meant different things.
Yeah. Well, Carrie, do you know what, if they were carrying it in their left hand, what would that mean to a gentleman across the room?
My pants have got a slogan on.
Not quite as dramatic as that.
Did left hand mean single and looking?
It meant come talk to me.
Come talk to me. But I genuinely thought that was not by Victorian times that had gone out of fashion.
No, definitely was. Let's just say.
No, it was.
I'll give you a few points.
Oh,
for the
so the white one. Man is telling me that my time.
Let's do a quick speed round on what the fans meant. Twirling in the left hand. Yes.
Imagine what else I can twirl.
We are watched. It meant twirling with the right hand.
We're not being watched.
It's actually I love another. On the
another
left,
what?
another fan. If you put your fan on your left ear, what was that to tell a gentleman? Yes, Bonetta's late.
Check out my hanky. What do you think that is? What do you think that is in the corner?
I can't hear you. Come a bit nearer.
Actually, I wish to get rid of you.
Oh.
I wish we had a signal for that now. Just so if you could just bang your ear with a fan. Pressing your half-open fan to your lips. Vanessa?
Again, please.
It actually means you may kiss me. And hiding sunlight with the fan. Yes?
It's sunny in here.
It actually means you're ugly.
Oh,
I know, that's really wow.
Throwing shade.
Throwing shade. Did they get any points for throwing shade?
No.
Okay. Okay, at Ukrainian weddings, what does the best man pick for the bridesmaids?
His nose.
Back shot.
Is it her future husband?
Her future husband?
Like, does he go, I've got a mate. Look, he's drunk in the corner right now, but trust me.
Sure. So says to the bridesmaids, these will be your future husbands.
Take that fan out of the sun and have a look at him.
Vanessa's late. Do you have a final answer?
Well, what about like their bridesmaids' dresses? Like,
ooh,
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah. So they look at the women and they like assess their body shape and they're like, okay, you look good in a halter. And then the other lads are like, ooh, I was thinking more of a princess neckline.
So it's more of a Trini and Susanna service.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hive mind. At Ukrainian weddings, what does the best man pick for the bridesmaids?
Shoes.
Shoes.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. It's very Sex in the City so far. Mr. Big. Anything else?
Food.
Okay, if you think that the best man picks the bridesmaids' shoes, buzz now. If you think he picks their cocktails, buzz now. If you think he picks their food, buzz now. In fact, he picks his favourite part of their bodies.
Whoa! That is way worse than anything anyone said.
Meshida, I'm amazed you didn't get that.
It's right up your alley. It's right there.
It was a bona fide weird question. Yeah, he says, oh, I like your... arms or
he
eyes.
He has to kiss it afterwards.
Oh, he has to kiss it?
Yeah, he picks it.
Oh, so he gets the same.
So all the bridesmaids line up and then he goes around and picks his favourite part of her body and then he kisses it.
Oh,
but
that's
he
awful.
Always, like a gentleman, apparently they always pick kind of the elbow or something like random.
So that it's not.
So it's not my.
So that it's not actually. A public sexual assault.
Yeah.
So
that's good. Yeah. Good to know.
You want to avoid them at weddings if you can.
That's a terrible, terrible tradition.
It's an interesting cultural quirk that another country has, and we can't judge on this show.
That's right. Sorry. Yes, that's what I meant to say. Yeah.
But
yes.
Importantly, I was closest with his nose.
Oh yes, you were.
Or the body shape and bridesmaids' dresses.
Yeah. We are all over this, right?
Yeah.
You just say your answer again and then go, and then all of us go, oh, maybe.
It's our winning technique, yes. Isn't it, Carrie-Anne?
I'm too hormonal to argue back.
I'm just protecting my child.
And it's the end of the round.
Back Chan and Benetto's late both have 5 points, and the Hive Mind are ahead with 10 points.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The next round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Korea, they say that somebody is a dragon who was born in a stream. Bak Chan.
Does it mean you think she's a dragon who was born in a stream?
That would be not an idiom. Okay, that would be something.
Thank you for clarifying for me literal. What idiom means. So far, I've been searching my brain and nothing was coming up.
I think it's not a spoiler to say it's not that.
Does it mean that she had a lot of fire, but due to her mother's difficult own childhood, she's suppressed it, and now there's just a lot of anger that never comes out?
Ah, so she's suppressing anger.
Does it mean that they're completely awesome and have overcome difficulties and shenanigans?
They've overcome difficulties and shenanigans.
In order to become awesome.
Yeah, like a rough diamond or, you know, they're a scamp in their younger years.
Scamp in younger years.
They
and
had,
now
they had like a bad start in life and they've sort of
come to I love that you've joined our team.
I know. Harkonch really
has... They've got three on there.
He has born... but one of them is prenatal. Mark Hodge was born at least 4 years ago. Hive Mind, dragon born in a stream.
He's a very good swimmer.
They're a very good swimmer.
Out of their element.
Out of their element.
Ooh.
People are sold on that. Okay, good swimmer, Buzznow. Out of their element, Buzznow. In fact, it means someone from a small town who's become successful. Oh. Cue Bonetto's late.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Well, in a way, I mean, isn't a scamp from a small town just someone waiting to discover their urban ways?
A small town can be seen as a difficulty in earlier life which you overcome in order to become awesome.
I was actually going to give you points for that because I thought you'd argue it very well, but you've argued that so pathetically. No way.
I was just giving Bonetto a chance to explain.
In Tamil, they say, I am showing you water. What do they mean? Bonetto's late.
My flies are undone.
Flies are undone. I'm showing you water and more. Bak Chan?
Because it's easy for me. Because, you know, Japanese porno have the same custom. It is said, bukkake. Which means ejaculation on the face. Show you water.
An ancient Tamil idiom meaning bukkake. Okay. Carriad, do you stand behind that?
I'm confident. I think that's the right answer.
Carriad stands behind that.
I mean, it's an exceptional display of yes and from Carriad.
For any improvisers
listening. She really has not blocked any of it, and she could have.
Can't block bukkake. Once it's coming at you, you gotta accept that.
What's the fan symbol for bukkake?
It's a very large plastic fan, almost an umbrella that you very quickly put up.
And it is the love episode, so.
I have never learnt so much in an episode.
No, me either. Hive mind. If in Tamil someone says, "I'm showing you water," what are they telling you?
Taking you on adventures.
Taking you on adventures.
I'm making things clear.
I'm making things clear.
Go jump in a lake.
Telling the truth.
Go jump in a lake.
Go jump in a lake.
Telling you something obvious.
Ah, okay.
I'm upset.
I'm upset. You can't stop the hive mind now. Yeah.
That wasn't an answer to the question.
All right.
That's what happens.
That's what happens when Bukkake gets introduced. I'm upset.
We're all upset. We're all upset. Lady, we are all upset.
Okay, so if you think the person is saying, I'm showing you water, I'm going to take you on an adventure, Buzznow. If you think it's, go jump in a lake, Buzznow. I'm telling the truth, Buzznow. I'm telling you something obvious, I'm showing you water, Buzznow. I'm going to make it clear to you, Buzznow. I'm upset, Buzznow. In fact, it means I'm becoming your nemesis. So this is me telling you, you are my enemy. I'm showing you water.
And how I do that is unzipping my
fly. Exactly.
Right in front of you. You know what it means.
Hey, there's no better way to say your nemesis than by Bukaki. If anyone's going to win points for that, then
message
it's very,
received.
Yeah. Very clear message. Yeah. This is how I feel about you. Message received.
I'll let the record show that Carrie had slapped her face when she said
she did. She did mime the Bukaki.
Message delivered.
Ned, do you know why?
Well, it is actually closest to the unzip, but...
He gets it!
You don't get points for closest because you had to take it a step further. It's pissing on someone, essentially.
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay.
Apparently, yeah.
So we were quite close with bodily fluids.
You were there with the wrong ones.
If you put Bukaki and flies together, we both won. Yeah. We get a half point each.
Yeah.
Hive mind losers. That is a phrase I never thought I'd be saying today. If we put Bukaki and flies together.
Can we get a half point each?
Yeah.
I agree. We're together.
Half point each.
We were right.
I mean, you're really scaring me, so yeah, you get a half point.
In Sweden, they refer to the ring dance. What do they mean? Whatever you're thinking, Meshuggah, it's not that. Bakchan. If somebody says, do the ring dance, what
does that
saying?
Mean, look, we've watched all of Lord of the Rings, we've watched the special features, let's just get up and celebrate, because yes, at the end of special features, you want to cry, because you think, these people spent so much time together, they all got tattoos. This is the greatest thing that's happened to cinema. But we can celebrate that. And yes, The Hobbit seems to take it away, but it doesn't, because Lord of the Rings still exists. And Viggo Mortensen was a real-life Aragorn, and he led those people. He led them like a man. And you could have led them like a woman, but he led them like only a Danish man can. And so you all get up and you do the ring dance and you think, yeah, I'm crying, but it's going to be okay.
Yeah, that, weirdly, is exactly what's on my card. Word for word. I mean, this card's an extendable card. Sure. So someone says to you, do the ring dance. What do they mean? Benetto's late.
I think it's what Carrie had said.
That seems most plausible.
Yeah. It's a midsummer thing. I'll add that in as well.
Midsummer.
On the day of Swedish midsummer, they have cod with dill. And they play a Swedish game called Kubb. That's how it's pronounced. K-U-B-B with a normal out on the U. And
these are just other Swedish facts,
and,
Sarah.
Yeah, that's right. You're onto me. And the flag is yellow and blue.
Okay. Hive mind. If you were in Sweden and someone told you to do the ring dance, what would they be asking you to do?
Get married.
Ooh. That sounds like a sensible answer.
Does sound more plausible than
teams. Anything else?
Go away,
do the ring dance. Go to the loo, do the ring dance. I suppose there is a ring in the loo, yeah. Hula hoop, great, okay. Buzz now if you think it means get married. Buzz now if you think it means go away, do the ring dance, go away. Go to the loo. Hula hoop. In fact, it means finish your drink and pour another.
Which is what you do during the Lord of the Rings dance. You finish a drink and you pour another and you think, God bless them.
Not even close. Okay. And it's the end of the round.
What's the Scottish net?
Bakchan and Benetto's late both have 5.5 points now. And the Hive Mind's still ahead with 10 points.
Woo! Go Hive Mind. The next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared, assuming they haven't had a big night out, with a question based on their culture or family background. Audience, if one of you has a question for one of the teams, that would be great. Benetto's late. Do you have a question for Bakchan?
We do. This is from my Australian cultural background. And
Sarah has an Australian cultural background.
Yes. I've had my Australian cultural background checks done and they came through positive. If something is cactus in Australia, what is it?
Cactus? Mm-hmm. What is a cactus?
Exactly.
Yeah. In Japanese, it's kakutos.
Same, cactus.
Like yes.
Carriad is drawing a cock and balls.
Which is almost certainly going to look like something from a Roadrunner cartoon.
But if you said, if someone said to you, oh, that's cactus.
Don't lead it, Deborah. I know you're Aussie, Deborah.
I tried to draw a cactus and it looks like a cock.
I saw the cock.
Yeah, I know. I know you did, Machida.
With hairy balls.
What would that mean if someone said cactus?
Someone says it's cactus. That's cactus. What do you think, Machida, if someone says...
What do you think?
Well, I guess in Australia, cactuses are common and because it's dry. And I guess it's like they're good because they survive without water, which is useful. So maybe it means like it's a good thing. Like that's cactus. Like, oh, nice outfit. It's cactus. Like,
is that what it means, Sarah Bonetto?
Can I have a go at it? So, oh,
it's the opposite. It's the opposite of that. It's dead.
Dangerous.
Dead. Yeah.
Oh, your cactus on, like.
My car's so totally cactus. It's cocked it, mate.
Bat-chan, do you have a question for the Hive Mind?
Yes.
Okay. In Japan, we have a left-hand traffic and right-hand drive. What is the origin?
The occupation by the Yanks.
Occupation by the Americans.
Samurais holding their swords.
Samurais holding their swords.
It's true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's samurai culture. Yeah. Because... Because I think the British also, because knight and samurai culture, because samurai, carried a sword, left side, left hand working. When it comes to clench, as soon as we drawing a sword, we using right hand. That's the origin.
Hive Mind, what is your question for Bonetto's late?
So in Croatia, we have an idiom. It is, don't plow your field with your friend's old donkey.
Don't plow your field.
Yeah, with your friend's old donkey.
With
old
your friend's donkey. Old donkey.
I think we've
there's a lot of peasants in Croatia. You got to understand that. So we will have donkeys.
So in Croatia, you say don't plow your field with your friend's old donkey.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Can I just check? Are you allowed to plow a field with your friend's new donkey? Is that okay?
I think
no.
I know what he's getting.
Depends what you for. What you
this
for the
is
friend.
Like, don't date people your friends have previously dated.
Yeah, basically. Don't.
Yeah!
Don't plow your field with your friend's old donkey. I get it.
Not at all misogynist.
That was a jolly good get, and I wish I had joined your team now. But I think I've blown it.
Too late for you.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the score, please, Ned?
Bat-chan in third place with 5.5 points. Bonetto's late, now have 15.5 points. But the Hive Mind still ahead with 20 points.
The next round is our World War II sexting round. During World War II, sweethearts sending each other telegrams would use acronyms to disguise the true nature of their communications because letters were being censored. For example, Norwich stood for knickers off, ready when I come home. This is the round in
Machida's
which...
Machida's just writing that down. Just okay.
This is the round in which we realise that our sweet, sweet grannies were keeping calm and carrying on.
Such an English audience.
Hey, woo! Knickers. Okay, so today's word is Siam. S-I-A-M. Siam. Mark? Okay, and time. All right. Bonetto's late. What have you got?
I think we're going to go with, sorry, I'm a Mormon.
A lovely piece of sexting to receive. Back charm.
Seriously, I am a masochist.
Sorry, I'm a Mormon. Seriously, I'm a masochist. Okay, Hive Mind, what have you got?
Sex in a mankini.
Sex in a mankini?
Huge in the war, I think.
It won us the war.
There was one over here?
Slip inside after midnight.
Slip! That one was slip inside after midnight. And
don't mind if I do, sir.
Any more? Well, in that case, that was closest, because the real one is sexual intercourse at midnight. The final round is the smash the patriarchy round.
Hey!
For our final round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and managed to overcome their hardships and throw off the yoke of oppression, also known as the stick it to the man round, or as it's also sometimes known, the stick it to the round man, because once I got the words in the wrong order. Having said that, many people on Twitter are now referring to the patriarchy as the round man because of that, which means I invented something. Hashtag round man. This round may only contain one question, but it is worth double points. So if you were the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the round man. That's you, Bak-chan. Hashtag round man. fingers on buzzers. How did a group of trans sex workers in Genoa defend their right to work in an historic area of the city after it came under threat from politicians? What did they do? Bonetta's late.
They dressed as like traditional characters and stuff from history from that ancient part of town.
They dress like traditional historical Genoans.
Yeah.
That's me buzzing in. They named the politicians who they knew.
They named the politicians who visited them.
New.
Bak-chan?
Literally, all I could think of was like, they protested. my brain was like, well, I guess they protested.
They wrote a strongly worded letter.
Yeah,
they
sorry.
well yes, tired. That's sort of implied in the question, though, that they protested.
I know,
they
that's why just, I didn't buzz.
They well, didn't just take it. They just said they stood up. But what specific thing that did they do?
I have a stupid idea.
I find that hard to believe.
Go on, we can always edit it out.
I trust it. Okay.
Sleep with politicians.
They slept with the politicians.
I slept with the politicians, yeah.
They slept with the politicians. Yeah. Okay. Hive mind. What? Does anyone remember this? Did anyone remember this from the news?
They proved that they've been doing it for the whole history.
Oh, they proved that they'd been doing it for the history of Genoa. Anything else? So
we're a very nice liberal audience and nobody wants to say anything. That's what's happening. It's like, oh, well, whatever they did, good for them. Good for them.
Something good, probably.
Something really great. And I hope they won. Thanks. I haven't offended you. Bye.
Is this too guardian reading an audience to answer this question, basically?
Yeah, I can see. There's a lot of nervous. We're all afraid.
Yes,
I bet it was inspiring. I need a drink.
Outside the politicians' houses. Did they go outside the politicians' houses and work?
They went outside the politicians' houses and worked there. Okay. So the two we've got from the Hive Mind, get behind one of those. They researched history and they found out that this was an historical act. Buzznow? They went out and slept outside the politicians' houses and worked outside there. Buzznow? In fact, they discovered evidence that politicians were in cahoots with property developers who wanted to develop the area, and they fed that to the press. The politicians were fired and the sex workers remain in the area to this day.
Can I just quickly say as well... They had always, since 13th century, there'd always been a trans brothel for the sailors in that area. So you weren't wrong, but you didn't have the right answer.
Do they get any points at all for that, though, because they had a bit of the answer?
Well, no, because they've already won, so there's not much point.
Don't give that away, spoilers.
I mean, anyone could win.
We said whatever they did, good for them, which is still true.
I mean,
that still stands. We're so losing. If you gave us a point, it wouldn't make a difference.
When they were doing all this like property development research, were they wearing like traditional costumes?
No. And it's the end of the show.
What's the score, please, Ned?
Bak-chan and Bonetta is late in joint second place with 15.5 points, and the Hive Mind win it with 30 points.
Congratulations to the winners who culturally appropriated points like a frat boy at a fancy dress party. And commiserations to the losers who were too culturally sensitive to pillage anything from the Globe, even fats. Please give it up for Carrie Lloyd! Mesh it up! Sarah Minetto! Kerry Quinlan! Ned Sedgwick in Tennis Corner! Mark Hodge on keyboards! The Hive Mind! I've been Deborah Francis White, good night! GlobalPillage.net
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.